Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Your host for today is Elder Dorothy Hall. I bring you greetings from Noonday Ministry, where Elder Brown, Franklin Brown is the pastor. Our assistant pastor is Reverend Elder Brown. And I greet all those that are listening to the broadcast and all those that at Noonday. I just pray for you and that God will continue to bless you, because God is an awesome God, and He's a prayer-hearing God. He's a merciful God. He's a faithful God. He's a just God, and so much more. We're going to have prayer, and then we're going to get into the Word. Abba, Father in heaven, I come before you present just to say, Lord, I thank you for all your many blessings and all your benefits. I thank you how you became sin for us, that we may be made the righteousness of God. I thank you for your death, your burial, your resurrection, your ascension. I thank you most of all for my salvation, Lord God. I thank you for the indwelling of your Holy Spirit, not just for me, but for all your people throughout the land and country, all believers in you, Lord God. Lord God, I'm just asking you to have your way, Lord God. Look down upon Doris, Lord God. Console her and give her peace, Lord God, so she will be able to sleep at night. Only you can give her peace. You say if she keep her mind stayed on thee, you will keep her in perfect peace, because she trusts in thee, Lord God. Lord God, just have mercy, Lord God. Look down upon Deja, Lord God, and her baby that she's carrying. Let it be a healthy baby boy, Lord God, and let the delivery be a smooth delivery, and let her come out, Lord God. I just thank you, and I just praise your name. I just pray for the President of the United States, Lord God, and the Senate and the Congress and all those in leadership authority, Lord God. Just lead them and guide them as you see fit, Lord God. Let the world know that you are in control, because you got all power in heaven and earth is in your hand, and they can do nothing apart from you. Because you said in your word, without me, ye can do nothing, Lord God. And Jeremiah says, is there anything too hard for God? This virus is not too hard for God. And whatever going on in this country, Lord God, is not too hard for you. We know if anybody can straighten it, you will straighten it, Lord God. Have mercy. We coming up in a wicked world, Lord God, where men, women, boys, and girls just don't want to do right, Lord God. But, Lord, I'm asking you to have mercy, Lord God. Lord God, just have your way in my life. Continue, Lord God, to bless me, Lord God, and keep me, Lord God, and keep doors, Lord God, and cancel, Lord God, I've dried up. So we'll never return no more, Lord God. Lord God, have mercy on me. Keep my kidney going, Lord God. Have mercy. Just have your way. And my assistant pastor, Ethel Brown, Lord God, just keep her, Lord God. Have mercy. Touch her body, Lord God. Have mercy. You are our healer, Lord God. If you don't do it, it can't get done, Lord God. You are our provider. You are our hope. You have a way when we don't see no way, Lord God. You are all we need, lies and do. You that great physician. You that conquer of death. You that bright and morning star. You the rock of all ages, Lord God, and so much more, Lord God. Have mercy. Just keep us, Lord God, and we shall be kept. Save those that need to be saved, Lord God, and have mercy upon this world, Lord God. Lord God, I love you, I worship and adore you. Now, Lord, let the words in my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength, my redeemer, in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. My God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. My God is an awesome God. What we're going to be talking about today is accepting your assignment. Accepting means to consent and to receive. Thing or something. And we're going to go to Isaiah, I think, how he accepts his assignment. And you know, before God sent us out, he cleaned us up. He don't send us out any kind of way, any kind of attitude. He fixes it. He straightens us up. He cleans us up. He washes us and makes us whiter than snow. And only God can do it. Let's say what Isaiah said in the 6th chapter, in the 5th verse. Then say I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. That word undone means justly doomed. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he hath taken with the tongue from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged. Also, I heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. And that's what we should do. We should ask the Lord, just create in me, Lord, a clean heart. Wash me. Make me whiter than snow. Because I'm undone. I'm not fit. I'm not ready. But you is the only one that can get me ready. You're the only one that can clean me up. You're the only one that can purge me. Then I will be ready to accept the assignment that you gave to me. Then I want you to fill me with your Holy Spirit. When I go, I can hear your voice and recognize what you are telling me to do. If you need somebody, I'll go. Through the rain, through the snow, through the sleet, through the storm, I'll go. If you want me to go. God is an awesome God. Isaiah acknowledged that he was undone, that he wasn't fit. But God cleaned him up. When he cleaned him up, he said, here am I. Send me, I'll go. And that's what every believer should be saying. Send me, I'll go. If you need somebody, I will go. We got to be willing to go. We got to be willing to be used by God. We're disciples of Jesus Christ. We're followers of Jesus Christ. Now we're going to Jeremiah, the first chapter, beginning, I think I'm going to begin at that seventh verse. We know he in that fifth verse, we know what he told Jeremiah. He said, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came out of the womb, I sanctified you. And I ordained you a prophet unto the nation. What God is saying to us, God knew us before we even knew our own self. For we was formed in the belly. He knew us. And before we came out of our mother's womb, he has sanctified you. In other words, he set you apart to do the task that he wants you to do, the assignment that he had for you to do. He set you apart to do it. Then say I, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak. We always make an excuse. Lord, I can't do this. I can't do that. He's saying, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the word the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child. In other words, stop making excuses. For you should go to all that I should send you, and whatsoever I command you, you shall speak. Don't worry about how they look at you. Be not afraid of their faces. For I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. He was with Jeremiah because he had already said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you. Go on and do what I want you to do. Say what I want you to say. Then the Lord put forth his hand, touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. I have told you what I want you to do and what I want you to say. See, I have this day set you over nation, over kingdom, root out and pull down, and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plan. That's what the leaders got to do. They got to root out, pull down, and destroy, and throw down, to build, and to plan. There's so much that we can do in the kingdom of God, but we are always making excuses. Always. Making excuses. Accept the assignment that God has for you. We're going to go to Ephesians 2 and 10. Follow me to Ephesians 2 and 10. Let's see. Colossians, Ephesians 2 and 10. Right here. 2 and 10, let's see what it says. It says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we shall walk in them. Want us to do good work. We all got a job to do in the kingdom of God. But we are lazy. We want to do what the world do. We want to do our own thing. When you become a child of God and a believer, you no more of the world. Be in the world, but not of the world. Paul said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We have a renewed mind. We don't have the mind of the world to do what the world do, to bring the world into the church.
No, no, no. We are peculiar people. We are different. It's so much that we can do to accept our assignment. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was sick, you came to visit me. So much we can do. Believers in Christ Jesus. It is God himself who has made us what we are and given us new lives from Christ Jesus. And long ages ago, he planned that we should spend our lives in helping others. Some of us, we don't want to help nobody. It's self, self, self all the time. But if God have filled you and called you and told you to do something, do it. John 17:4 said, I glorify you on earth by completing down to the last detail what you have assigned me to do. Christ, he glorified his Father. He did. He was obedient even to death. And why can't we be obedient to Christ? Take thy yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am lowly and meek at heart, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Those are his words. God is faithful to his word. He say what he mean and he mean what he said. You was put on earth to make a contribution. You was created to add to life on earth. And not just take from it. God wants you to do, give something back. Created to serve God. When you serve others, you are serving God. When you do for others, in other words, you are doing it to God. You were placed on earth for a special assignment. Christ came to serve, not to be served. 2 Timothy 1:9. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our work, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. God don't want part of us. He wants all of us. Half-hearted commitment is no commitment at all. You have to be fully committed. You have to let God lead you and guide you and teach you and keep you. And you must be born again. You must have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. God left us here to make a difference. Stop making excuses. I don't have this. I don't have that. I would go to church. I don't have nothing to wear. But I can get out there in the yard and mow my lawn on Sunday and wash my car on Sunday. But I don't have time to go to church. I'm not going to church. I don't want to listen to that old preacher. That's what worldly people think about it. And sometimes church folks, they're not fully committed. If they was fully committed, then they will go and do what need to be done. But they're not fully committed. On this journey, it's not wholehearted. On this journey, it's all the way with God. And Lord, I'll follow you. Wherever you want me to go, I'll go. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. Whatever you want me to say, I'll say it, because I know that there's a crown of life for me. My work down here will not be in vain. I'm going to follow you no matter what it takes. If I'm hungry, I'm going to follow you. If I'm in pain, I'm going to follow you. I'm not going to make no excuses of following Christ. It's all or nothing. It's all or nothing for me. If it just let me live and do what you want me to do, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll go. The Apostle Paul, he was a great missionary, and he did what God assigned for him to do. In the end, he was beheaded, but he did what God wanted him to do. He was put in prison, but he went on. Paul and Silas, Paul said, we're going to sing praises and prayer. Paul came out of that old prison. It wasn't nothing but the Lord. If you do what God wants you to do, no matter what they do to you, they may persecute you, but God, he will deliver you. Just do what God have assigned for you to do. There's nothing too hard for God. There's no secret what God can do. There's no secret. God do not want us to make excuses. We must be filled with the Holy Spirit and recognize the voice of God. Listen to what he tells you and follow his direction that he gives you. Obey his direction. God paid a great price for you and me. So use your body to honor God. Our 1 Corinthians, that 6th chapter, that 20th verse, said, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in the body and in the spirit. So use your body to honor God. We owe him our lives through salvation. Our part has been forgiven. Our present is given meaning. Our future is secured. Romans 12 and 1 said, brethren, I beseech you therefore, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Accept your assignment. We belong to God in order that we might be useful in this service. Our God, Jesus came to seek and save that which is lost. Jesus came to do his Father's will and not his own will. Jesus accepted his assignment when he went on a Calvary cross. They scratched him high. They dropped them low. They pierced them in the side. I came a double flood, blood for the remission of our sin, water for our baptism. They put him down in a barber tomb. But the third day, Jesus rose with all power in heaven and earth is in my hand. He can destroy, but he will defend. And he's still defending us. Still defending us. If you are called to sing. If you are called to teach. If your assignment is to pray. Be a prayer warrior for God. Whatever your assignment is, do it. I have assignment. Accept what God has called you to do. We got one more, couple more verses. We're going to give you the tape with you. I'm going to go to the 28th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. And let's see what his disciples, what he told his disciples. He told them to go ye therefore and teach all nations. That's our assignment. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Isn't that comforting to know that no matter what happened to us, that he is with us? That's why it is so important for believers to accept the assignment that God wanted him to do. Do you think I wanted to preach? No. I questioned God. I said, Lord, I made a statement. I was sitting to my kitchen table, and he told me to preach. And the first thing I said, Lord, I don't know how to preach. And I still don't know how. If the Holy Spirit don't teach me what to say, how to say it, and when to say it, I wouldn't know how. I can't do nothing apart from God. And neither can you. But God will bring you out any situation if you put your trust in him and do what he assigned for you to do. Be obedient to his voice. Listen to him. And he will give you instruction on what to do and how to do. Those that want to listen to this broadcast, call 914-205-5535. May God bless you. May God keep you and have a smile upon you. If you run with God, he will run with you. Accept your assignment today, because tomorrow might be too late. God bless.